I'm going to move about a little bit, so those of you that are blocked right now, you'll eventually see me, because I'll keep moving back and forth for you. The scriptures celebrating the resurrection of the Lord are such a gift to us. 2 weeks ago, we stood at the tomb with John and Peter, and we really were asked the question as we looked in the tomb. It was empty. We saw the burial wrappings there. Do you believe? That was the first question. And then last week we heard the story of Jesus appearing to the disciples. Thomas wasn't there the first time. And the second time, he was really called to faith by putting his hands in the side of Jesus very personally. That's part of the invitation for us as we celebrate the resurrection, that we literally touch the risen Lord and we allow the risen Lord to touch us very personally. And then this week, the church has placed the wondrous gospel that is cherished by all of our diocesan priests and all of us as bishops and the early church especially. And the story of the disciples on their way to Emmaus. So we set the scene a bit. They've experienced Jesus dying on the cross. And they've been in the upper room with the disciples who were afraid. And yet they heard the story from some of the women that they had seen him and that he was alive. But they didn't stay in the upper room, you noticed. They began to travel to Emmaus. So one of the questions that comes to us is what drove them away from the disciples, really, after they heard the wondrous miracle that the women had spoken? Obviously, they did not really believe the women. Trust me, believe the women. And so they found themselves really still pretty distraught, so distraught that they left and went to Emmaus. Now, to place ourselves in the scene, we really have to ask ourselves, what are the things in our lives that also cause us to get confused? What are the things in our lives that cause us not to be able to hear? What are the things in our lives that cause us to have challenges, especially with one another? We may have a fight with our brother or sister or husband or wife or mother or father. There may be a moment that's happened where we have a great loss that happened to us. And I shared with you last week that time in the hospital in February was amazingly difficult. And it was really the walk to Emmaus for me. Again, some of us are slow learners, okay? But it's the walk to Emmaus again. And Jesus appeared to them, and when he appeared to them, they didn't recognize him. So what in our lives also causes us not to recognize him, not to know him? And we see that Jesus asked them personally. He says, "What are you talking about?" And of course, they were sharing with each other and pretty distraught about everything that happened in Jerusalem. And isn't he stupid because he doesn't know about it? That's virtually what they were saying. So Jesus then begins to talk to them and reveal to them the scriptures. So that's one of the first places we need to begin to know Jesus, is to read the scriptures personally and together. So I encourage you, families, read the scriptures together with your children. And you can use the children's Bible. They'll get it. In fact, you may get it better than they get it. So trust me. Also, the other thing that happened as they were journeying and come to know him, you notice they still didn't recognize him yet. Their hearts began to open to him. And so that becomes one of the questions for us. Are our hearts really open to him, the risen Lord Jesus? Are we letting the risen Lord Jesus really into our lives to touch us and really change us, transform us? They were so attracted to him that they asked him to stay. And there was wondrous things that then happened. Wondrous. And we're about to do that wondrous thing now together. We've prayed together, and now we gather around the altar of the Lord. And you notice they didn't still recognize him until he had the bread in his hands. He took it, he blessed it, he broke it, and he gave it to them. When he did that, their eyes were opened, and they came to know him as the risen Lord Jesus. That's what this is. This is the celebration of the resurrection. This is the celebration when the Lord gives us himself. He takes, he blesses, he breaks, and he gives himself to us. And so as we come to receive Holy Communion, we receive the risen Lord Jesus. And that Jesus is meant to go forth, that we've been touched. In fact, the risen Lord Jesus becomes a part of us in the Eucharist, and we take the Lord Jesus out there. And it's meant to be with excitement and energy. It's meant to be when we go see people, the Lord is risen! Have we ever told people that? The Lord is risen! And they call the doctors and bring the, you know, to you. But we really are called to evangelize. You also notice the disciples went back in the dark, back to Jerusalem, because they were so excited. They had to tell the other guys. And they were greeted with, Peter has seen the Lord. And they go, we know, we saw him too. No, they go, we know, we saw him too. And they're so excited that the Lord has lit the fire in their hearts. And then the wondrous quote, did not our hearts burn when he was speaking to us? And that's really for us in this Eucharist. Are our hearts going to burn because he has revealed himself to us here as he takes, blesses, breaks, and gives himself to us? Wow. Amen, Lord. Amen.